Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, if there weren't already enough people out there denying climate change, in August 2010, the head of the UN's climate change body found himself at the centre of a hiccup that added heat to that fire. It's issue 103 of the Bugle, entitled Climate Change Denial and a Narnia of Nutjobs, with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, denial isn't just a river in Egypt, it's also an inexplicable position on climate change. Andy, it's said that it's best to avoid the subject of politics and religion at dinner parties, even though it should be perfectly possible to discuss both of those areas unless your dinner guests are arseholes. Well, you can add climate change to that list of taboo subjects now, because it seems that some people, inexplicably, literally, scientifically inexplicably, have a problem with it. And I have to say, Andy, if you were serving dinner at your house to someone who suddenly mentioned that they did not fundamentally believe in climate change, I'd like to think that you would quickly pull the elaborate jelly that you'd made away from their faces, saying, no jelly for you. If I may misquote Destiny's Child, you are too crazy for this jelly. Due to the hysteria around this subject, it is absolutely crucial that scientists don't make any stupid mistakes which could be misconstrued as evidence of a huge global conspiracy to force everyone to have solar panels surgically implanted into their babies' foreheads. Unfortunately, though, mistakes do slip through. The East Anglia emails alone last year were enough to give Glenn Beck a month-long mental boner. And this week, the head of the UN's climate change body, Rajendra Pachauri, found himself at the centre of an entirely man-made storm when it emerged that a 2007 report he was overseeing falsely claimed that the Himalayan glaciers would melt by 2035. In response to the criticism, he decided to neither resign nor indeed even apologise, saying, "You can't expect me to be personally responsible for every word in a 3,000-page report." That's partly true. But you can expect him to have read it and maybe fact-checked it. And the fact is, someone ballsed up here. It's nothing sinister. It's just someone ballsing something up. But something got ballsed, and he really is responsible for that.
It's a bit like Jesus at the feeding of the 5,000 for me, John. You know, if he'd run out...
I'm interested to hear the explanation of that.
Well, if he'd run out of fish finger sandwiches after feeding only 4,993 of those 5,000, some people and some in the media would have said, bloody Jesus, starving seven people to the brink of death. And that's the way it is with climate change.
Pachauri also rebutted newspaper claims that he lives a lavish lifestyle and wears $1,000 suits. He said, "That's ridiculous and it's a bunch of lies. There's a tailor who stitches all my suits for 2,200 rupees, which is about £30. Now, first, I don't think there are many, if any, scientists on Earth who you could reasonably claim lead a lavish lifestyle. You don't see many people pulling up in Lamborghinis to labs. Secondly, who is his tailor? Who is this shadowy individual who can knock up suits that look like they cost $1,000 for £30? I demand to know his contact details, Andy. Release the files, Pachauri. What are you hiding? This is a huge sartorial conspiracy going on here.
you know, the other side of the coin, John, is that these glaciers aren't going to melt by 2035. I mean, they are still melting, just not by then, yeah. Maybe not for fully for a couple of hundred years. As I said earlier in this, we are dust, John, so you know, we'll all be dead by then.
Oh, it's good. So that's going to be a theme we return to,
Andy. Why should we have to regulate our behaviour just so people we're never even going to meet can have some bits of glacier to look at when they go white water rafting in the Himalayas? In terms of the proportion of evidence discredited by these scandals in the climate change farrago, it's roughly equivalent to if Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing had reached the top of Mount Everest, found a snowman and said, "Oh, bollocks, it's not a mountain after all. It's a snowman in a 25,000-foot-long dress." What a waste of time. And it's also reminiscent of when Newton discovered gravity, John. There were, as always with science, there were still sceptics and conspiracists and deniers, and the conspiracists said, yeah, well, this is just the rug trade behind this. The more gravity pulls us down, the more wear and tear our floors get. Very convenient. And the denier said, no, it's all bullshit. I saw a condor this morning. Did it fall to the ground like Newton said it should? No. Oh, of course it didn't. It just floated around in the sky. There's no gravity. If there was gravity, how could you explain why I'm stuck to my ceiling? You're not. You've crucified yourself on two of those wooden beams. What of it? Besides, have you seen Michael Jordan's hang time? Gravity, schmavity.
Just reading up about these stories opens up a Pandora's box of whack jobs. The comments pages below these articles and various message boards devoted to climate change passes you through a wardrobe into a Narnia of nutcases. And I do think that message boards might well be the perfect time capsule of crazy. If any life form, thousands of years down the line, comes to this scorched, lifeless planet and wonders what happened, I do hope that there's a hard drive intact somewhere so they can read what we were saying to each other before we died out. That would be such a valuable window into the fatal flaws that helped wipe humanity from the face of the planet. It'd be like reading messages that dinosaurs were sending to each other moments before the asteroid hit. Stegosaurus 21 does not know what he's talking about. How can you be so blind to the possibility that an asteroid could trigger tidal waves and volcano eruptions which could eliminate us as a species? Tyranno King needs to shut the f*** up! Wake up, people! The big bipedal carnivores are just trying to get you to buy into their asteroid exploratory research project. Can't believe people get duped by this. Diplodoofus can suck on my horn! This discussion sucks! Hold on, what's that dark thing in the sky that's getting bigger?
If it is a conspiracy, the whole of global warming. For a start, whose conspiracy is it? There seems to be conflicting arguments, whether it's a left-wing conspiracy or a right-wing conspiracy, whether it's to boost the Western economy or to break the control of the West over the world economy, whether it's pro-nuclear or pro-alternative energies, or if it's just some scientists wanting to keep their jobs. Because without climate change, they'd all have to get a proper job like journalism or prostitution. There are a few scientists who are sceptics about global warming, but a poll in America in 2009 by the Pew Research Center found that 84% of scientists say the Earth is getting warmer because of human activity. But just 49% of the public agreed with that. But the more interesting part of this survey, John, was that 76% of the scientists polled thought that it was a major problem that news does not distinguish between well-founded findings and bullshit.
Yes.
And this is the problem.
Yes. Absolutely.
All you need, you don't even really need a lab coat now. If you just go out and say, no, global warming isn't happening, then you get on telly. And the majority of sceptics are, shall we say, not scientists, but more, you know, the kind of people who would have told Mozart how to play the piano. But it's not a debate. It is, as you say, just people shouting into a void. It's like an argument about how to play golf between Jack Nicklaus and a wildebeest. Reading message boards on this and most other subjects is like staring into a bottomless abyss of infinite human fury and rampaging paranoia, masking his personal conviction. And this is an example from the pages of our sister website, Times Online. So these people do have access to the Bugle by being alive and having the internet. But anyway, one guy wrote, I'm gratified that the UK press has taken on the task of showing these pseudo-scientists for what they are, internationalist con artists and charlatans with a leftist political agenda aimed at regulating what we drive, what we eat, where we live, and how many of us there can be. This has never been about climate. It's about increasing the power and control of a political elite over every aspect of our lives. Individual liberty be hanged.
Be hanged.
Now, calm down, you little pumpkin head, and put your telly on, wait for the advertisements, then see exactly who's trying to regulate what you drive, what you eat, and where you live.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire, small empire, but empire nonetheless, at thebuglepodcast.com.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.